Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090 and WBAL.com. Coming up on Saturday, July 4th, it's the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. The man who runs it, Richard Shea, the president of MLE, Major League Eating, is with us. How many people do show up to Coney Island for this event annually, on average?
Yeah, so we don't have gates, so it's just walk up. The police a few years ago said around 35,000, 40,000.
Wow.
But we can only, that's just the police estimating, but they've said it every year that you're north of 35,000. They shut down the street, the corner of Surf and Stillwell. Last year it did rain. I think we were closer to about 25. This year we're looking for sun. You know, again, it's like, there's people who are literally fans, obviously, and then there's the bucket list nature of it, like the running of the Bulls or the Derby, you know, where people seriously show up, you know, gangs of dudes will show up at 7, 8 in the morning, and, you know, they're not from New York, and then some of them aren't even from the U.S., and they're here to witness the event, so that's cool.
For the event to grow as it has, ESPN, I think, has done a lot for that. You are in the middle of, I believe, a 5-year agreement with ESPN. Is that accurate?
Yeah, 10-year.
10-year, wow. And ESPN
year two of a 10-year extension.
Yeah, ESPN doesn't just do things for fun. I mean, obviously, they're profiting on it at least a little bit, and they have something that they think people will watch on July 4th. Tell us about that relationship with you guys and ESPN right now.
I think it's fantastic. You know, when we started 10, 11 years ago or whatever, more than that, I guess 12, 13, 14 years ago. We always, you know, in the early days of Major League Eating, would face skeptics and people would be like, you know, that's not a sport, blah, blah, blah. And having ESPN televise it, not only did we get the imprimatur of ESPN, but also people saw it and they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe these dudes can do that. You know, and they realize it's a hardcore physical activity and their strategy and stuff like that. So it helped legitimize our sport for sure. But, you know, yeah, certainly they have a lot of reach on television, on the web, and on the radio and other media. So great to have them, and they give it the attention that it deserves. It's awesome. So we'll have Paul Page, who's a famous broadcaster there, Melanie Collins, you know, real crew. You know, we'll have a blimp. It's sick every year. It's really fun.
Richard Shea, president of MLE, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. For the records of going back to, I think you said 1913 for this hot dog eating contest, although it's changed a lot, as you mentioned, over the years and decades. Has it always been where, I guess, Nathan's originated on Coney Island?
Yeah, that's one of the great things, and I'm always touting this, so you just laid it up perfectly for me. You know, but it's the same hot dog in the same corner, Surf and Stillwell Avenues in Coney Island. It's America's beach. It's America's hot dog. And, you know, we haven't changed the game. So it's the same hot dog, same bun. We didn't bring the outfield wall in. We didn't truncate the three-point line, and we didn't put in rules to keep Peyton Manning and Tom Brady safe so they can throw more touchdowns. We didn't change the game. In fact, as I just referenced, we actually brought the contest down to by 2 minutes, which would, if anything, you would think would lessen the numbers. But actually, Joey, that year, he set a new world record. So we haven't changed the game, and that's part of, I think, one of the reasons people are attracted to it, and it resonates. You know, it's not in an arena somewhere. It doesn't move. It's right there. It's right there in the corner, Surf and Stillwell.
And this is kind of an oddball question unrelated to the fourth event, but with sports really returning at a major professional sense to the borough of Brooklyn with the Nets and whatever they're going to call the Islanders team that's moving.
The Islanders, I think they're going to call them.
Oh, you call them the Islanders, I guess?
But they're going to give them black jerseys just to make them a little more hardcore.
Is that an opportunity for you guys? I mean, it's a legitimate sports back to the borough of Brooklyn. Really, the hot dog eating contest was the only game in town since pretty much the Dodgers left town.
Exactly. That's an incredible view of it, and I'm going to totally steal that from you.
Please do.
Yes. These other sports are following in our footsteps. And Jay-Z and Bay and the whole Brooklyn brand thing and all this artisanal pickling of everything and the mustache wax and all these hipsters, you know, Nathan's was there first, and the hot dog contest is a pillar of that. It's the foundation of the whole Brooklyn brand.
If Joey were to lose, give me an equivalent in sports of what kind of upset that would be. We can use NCAA basketball seeding. Is that a 15 beating a 2? Is that a 14 beating a 3? I would say, based on what you said about Stoney, it's not a 16-1 upset.
I'm going to date myself. But I'm going to – NCAA, I would say Nova beating Georgetown.
Okay.
You know, totally unexpected, none of the money. You know, maybe not completely unexpected, but I actually think Stoney can do it. And that's a narrative that I was maybe pushing last year a little too much, but it's the one I really believe this year. But, yeah, maybe Nova over Georgetown when people are just like, wow. Although people do know who – well, people that are fans know who Stoney is, and I think a lot of people dismissed Nova back in the day. But yeah, it'll be a huge upset for sure. Pats beating the Rams in that Super Bowl when Vinatieri kicked the kick. You know, just something you don't expect.
And how much, by the way, is the pot for winning the whole thing?
So it's there's 20 grand on each. So the ladies' contest, men's contest, 20 grand each. The winner goes home with 10, but there's so much more, you know, just like golf or anything else. If you win this, you know, you're lined up for a heck of a year of appearances and being flown around by different brands. And say, Joey gets flown to sporting events, doesn't have to eat. He just sits in the, he just does an appearance and sits in the box and drinks a light beer and watches the sports go down, you know, because people just want him there.
Has Joey said when he will hang him up, when he will retire the bib?
He used to kick that around. I mean, before last year's event, you know, he would say, I might do it, you know, until, like, I've done 10. He's a little bit more coy now. But, you know, I think basically the understanding is that he would love to win this year and maybe next and then put down, you know, 10 consecutive championships in a comfort zone thinking nobody's gonna beat that. But I can't speak for him.
Yeah, that is Ripken streak-esque. It is DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. It is Joey Chestnut. He's going for, what, number 9 this year?
Number 9 this year, yeah, consecutive, untouched. And, you know, the truth is there was one year where Kobayashi had a reversal at the very last minute, and the judges on the stage didn't call it, but us in the booth saw it. So Joey went home losing that year. He'd probably be at 10 right now if that was called. So he's a force to be reckoned with, obviously, on the 4th.
It's ESPN2 at 12 p.m. coming up on Saturday, July 4. Coverage on ESPN3 begins at 11:30 a.m., and you can watch that wherever you go on the ESPN mobile app. Coverage on SportsCenter begins at 9 a.m. It is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. The tradition continues this July 4th, and running the show is Richard Shea, the president of the MLE. Richard, if there is an upset, we want to talk to you next week no matter what and continue to talk to you as we always enjoy doing.
I'm thrilled to be a friend of your program, so call me anytime.
That is Richard Shea. Great stuff. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.